Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, very important for teamwork that a lot of old-school managers really fail at is thinking that once they just say something, that's it.
No.
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 People need to know why. People need to know why they're doing something. And if they don't know the why, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. Listen, you're going to be chasing your own tail, and that whole, oh, because I said so crap is out the window. It doesn't work. The why shows the effect.
Yes.
Okay? The why is the biggest facilitator of movement. Mm-hmm. The why is why we get up in the morning, why we work out, why we do anything is because of our why.
Yeah.
And you have to share the restaurant's why,
mm-hmm.
whatever that may be. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, teamwork make the dream work.
Makes the dream work.
That's right. That's right. There are varying degrees and ideas of what different restaurants think that actually really means.
Yes.
Right? And in today's episode, we'll discuss the concept of teamwork and its components and how to facilitate it. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame
pay. As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Now, as usual, if there's a story behind the show, I'll let you guys know that. And the genesis for this show is I have a friend of the show that is on Instagram, and we talk all the time. He knows who he is. And so I didn't want to say his name in case, you know.
It's fine.
You know, he had...
We like to give anonymity.
Anonymity, yeah.
Yes. I said it right?
Yes. Yes.
Anyway. In my head, I was like, I'm about to mess this word up. <Yeah.
laughs> Especially when we're doing shows on pronunciations. And then we'll be messing stuff up. Come on now. Yeah, well... The thing is with the anonymity in this case is that he is interested in facilitating some teamwork.
Yes.
Because there's an influx of new people mm-hmm. in his restaurant. And he just wants to make sure that, you know, everybody toes their line. Toes their line. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to blow him up in case.
No, absolutely. Know,
yes, yes, yes.
And he can let those people, wherever he's at, listen to this podcast and we can kind of guide them through. Part of the mandatory homework.
It's going to give him ideas of how to do things. I mean, I don't believe that he's a manager. I know that he's a server, but sometimes they have server managers and
absolutely,
things like
yeah.
that. So it's a little bit more challenging mm-hmm. to facilitate it from that seat, but you could still do it.
Absolutely.
You know? And now let's go into the differences in what teamwork is in different restaurants.
Absolutely.
I'm going to categorize it in two ways.
Yeah, 'cause there's a couple ways to look at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the way that I look at it all the time. And I said, as a team, everybody should be able to play their role while still being a team.
Yes.
I think you should be able to, like you said, toe the line.
Yes.
And understand what your responsibility is on the team.
Yes.
And as long as you're doing your job, that's to me, that's how real teamwork is. Like on any like football team or, you know, multiple sport teams,
mm-hmm.
you play your position.
Yes.
Play your position.
Yes. They can't be two quarterbacks.
Exactly.
You know, the linemen can't do too much. The linemen just got
to
block.
Yeah. Yeah. They need to know their position. And if they do it well, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters, yeah. really. And if you think about it, You know, it's not going to work if a server tries to play manager.
No.
You know, if the manager tries to macromanage and not allow people to do their job. So it's not a foreign concept, but some places go beyond that and just say everybody has to do everything.
And that's where, you know, where it's, it can work in that system, but at the same time, it does, in my mind, it doesn't work because, like, it's very easy to hide beneath the cracks and really not do your job.
That's one of the downfalls.
Like, yes.
Yeah. When you have everybody does everything, there's room to hide.
Exactly.
And there's nowhere to really, I don't want to say point the finger, but there has to be a clear responsibility for people. And one of the downsides of that is the diffusion of responsibility.
True.
Okay.
Yes.
Who does this? So the manager ends up just going around saying, somebody do this. When you say, somebody do this, no one does it.
Exactly.
This has to be done. No one does it. But if it's Joe Schmo's job to do that, and you could go to say, hey, you don't want to say do your job, but do your job.
Yeah.
You know, and you know where to go. You're not really finding the first uniform shirt that you
saw
and just start telling them something to do. And it frustrates the person because
they might be the person that's towing that line for everybody
correct.
Else. And that,
correct.
And then you just poke the bear.
That's true. You know, and there's something else called we talked about this before in previous shows, is the resumption cost.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is the cost of trying to resume what you were doing before you were interrupted.
Yeah.
You know, somebody do this and they were already doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Come
on. You just threw them off.
You just threw them off. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they have to get back to, oh, where was I or where am I? If everyone's doing everything and everybody's waiting on the same table, you have to go back and say, who did this? Who did that? Are we on drinks yet? What's going on?
It's too much questions, too much stuff going on at the same time.
It costs a lot to do that.
Yes.
You know, and although it's a nice feeling idea that we all do the same thing.
Very communal, very.
Grow up.
Yeah, exactly.
We all like to be pimps from Oakland.
Cowboys from Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan. And it does work some places.
It does. And I've seen it work, but it's just not for me.
Listen, if I worked at a place like that, it has to be... It generally works at a place where there are no sections.
Yeah.
You know, it's all pretty nebulous, and you have that hive mentality where everybody knows what to do. Generally, I'm not sure if it'll work in a bigger place, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but I believe it does work in some places, like, you know, coconuts.
Coconuts,
stuff
like they do
that.
It just like,
you know what I mean?
And that was the first place I thought of that. And their system works for them, and it works. I know people that work there, and they've all bought in, and it works.
Yes.
But at the same time, I understand how it can go the other way, too.
Now, there's certainly some things that everybody has to be responsible for.
Absolutely.
You have to be responsible for the cleanliness of the restaurant.
Every time,
you're not
going to
step over something and say, that's not my job.
No, yeah.
The minute you say that's not your job, there's a problem.
Yes.
Because you are part of an entity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to be a part of an entity, you are on a countdown clock to getting fired or, you know.
You've already put yourself on the island.
Yeah. You know, it's like certain things aren't my job. For real.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't want to get abused.
No.
You got to find a different way to say it.
Yes. There is, like with anything, the key is in the wording.
The key is in the wording, and it has to feel good.
Yeah. Like, you know? even with the whole responsibility, like, you know, let's say somebody's responsibility is like to take out the trash or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously that person might be busy. So you go say, hey, I know this is your side work. When you have a chance, can you take care of this? Instead of, hey, go take out the trash. You know, like you said, that kind of thing just throws that person off of what they're doing. If you say it the other way, okay, now they know what's in their head. They've registered it. They'll go take care of what they need to take care of. Mm-hmm. And then when they have that moment, they go take care of their job.
Now, let's boil it down to a nicer feeling way of saying things, right? Now, I think when you say not my job, it connotes I'm above this.
Yes.
No one should be above anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
managers will scrub a toilet or whatever the case may be. No one should be above it. What I have an objection to is timing.
Yeah.
You know, don't already assume that I have the time or I'm in a place to do this at this moment. So, you need to recognize or ask me. Mm-hmm. If you're telling me to do something, how do I say that? You know, I'm in the middle of something. I'm busy right now. I have to, you know, I tend to let the person decide what the priority is.
Yeah.
Okay. And so if a manager comes up to me and says, hey, the bathroom needs plunging, I can say, or I can go collect this money from these tables that you pay me to do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like there are people who can do this without, you know,
pulling away from the guests
and things like that. Like I am on a mission to make you guys money.
Yes.
Okay. And at this moment, I am getting this, I'm getting that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, or I was asked to do this.
Exactly.
You know, so I'm not above that, but which one do you want me to do?
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Which one do you want me to do? Because I know a lot of managers that like to just be big slick Willy and be bowed down to and stuff like that, and that's not effective because you have to understand what all your pieces are doing on that chessboard.
Absolutely.
Okay. So yes, you want that, but you have to find that person who's available to be pulled away mm-hmm. from what they're doing.
Absolutely.
If there's only one host, you can't tell her to go clean that bathroom because lo and behold, someone comes in. It's off-putting to walk into a restaurant with nobody greeting you at the front. So. It's that little dance. And if you happen to say, hey, if it's not your job, you better find that manager at some point to kind of explain.
Yes.
You know, so that you know.
Why? Don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Your wording.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, OK, so everyone that goes in and out of a bathroom, most places say, hey, you know, if they see trash, pick it up.
Yeah. And that's normal stuff. And that should be second nature.
But then. Am I supposed to take the garbage out?
No.
At that point, if I was in there washing my hands?
No.
I don't have that kind of time.
And most of the time, you just need to push down. People say, it's overflowing. Like, it's paper. Just push it down. It'll squish up a little bit.
Yes.
You'll have some room, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Yes. Listen, it's very much a dance, and... you know, in the example of, you know, not taking out the garbage, that's where I think the failing of everybody does everything.
Yeah.
Because there's too many people spinning like tops, mm-hmm. you know, and then where you wobble, that's where you land to do something. Don't be lazy and really assign responsibility to everyone that, you know, so they can do their jobs in a reasonable way, that they can be autonomous and be able to do their things, to recognize what needs to be done. First of all, you can't recognize it if you don't know what it is.
Exactly.
You know,
you should always have a checklist. It should be systematic, no matter which way you do, whether you do the full hands in, full hands out, or you have responsibilities on your own, you still have to have a checklist of what's going on. So everybody knows what's going on.
Yes. Yes. However you do it, if you write it down, like you said, the checklist, it just has to be clear.
Absolutely.
You know, where you go down the line and say, hey, who's in where, whatever, this is where it has to be done. You know where to go. And the person might say, hey, I was on my way to do it. Oh, I didn't know. You know, and it really reinforces that for the next time.
Absolutely.
If you're doing this one day and you don't got to do it the next day, what?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I think you're you're in for trouble.
Absolutely.
And just more work.
Because it gives too many loopholes in the end.
Yes. Yes.
You don't want loopholes. You want accountability. You want accountability without having to be rude or disrespectful. And that's how real team works.
Yes.
Like you said, the quarterback throws the ball. The wide receiver catches it. We need somebody to catch the ball. I got to throw it to somebody.
That's
right. I got to have somebody blocking on the line. I need you all to play your position. That's all I need.
That's okay? It.
The manager's the coach. Let us be the team and we can play this game.
That's right. That's right. And you know, if at some point, if the manager is just boiling and someone has to kick that ball.
Absolutely.
He can't run out on the field and do it. It's not his
position. You can't throw the ball to yourself.
You can't throw the ball to yourself either. You know? So let's get into the nuts and bolts. Another downfall, I think, of everybody does everything, I believe it's confusing to the guests.
It is.
You know, who do I ask for?
Who do I talk to for what? Yes. Yeah.
Who do I talk to for a soda?
Yeah.
Okay, who am I talking to here? You know, is it anybody?
Exactly.
I remember I was walking by a couple, like maybe it was last week, and I had full hands, okay? And a guest looks up and asked me for something. I just looked at him and I showed him my hands like,
what do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do? And why are you talking to me? You know, I'm walking by.
I'm not even your guy. I know you have a guy.
I know that you know that I know that you know you have a guy.
You have a guy.
That guy don't look like this.
He don't look like me.
He don't look like me at all. Why are you talking to me? In the exception, if you needed silverware or something, but he didn't. They just needed what they wanted at that time. They looked up.
You know, and the funny thing is some guests, they don't look up. So they might not even know who that guy is. Okay?
That's true.
So that's where you find out, like, I mean, like, do I look anything like that person?
Yeah, because
like,
they didn't look up.
They didn't
identify their guy. They were probably talking to their friends and stuff like that. Yo,
look at your guy. So to reach out to the guest, look at your guy.
Yes.
Understand, I promise you, no matter where you're at, no matter what system we're using, you have a guy.
You have a guy.
Hey, you have that main person that is taking care of you. Whether it's the hive mentality or not,
I promise
you have that person who came to the table originally should be your guy.
Yes.
Okay, unless it's that person who's just dropping off water, because there are people who do that.
And they can explain that.
Exactly.
And you can kind of know that, you know. Or you can ask.
Yeah.
Are you the guy?
Yeah. Oh, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Are you my guy? Are you my guy? And he'll be like, he might not even say anything. He might even not speak English.
So if you know he doesn't, that's not your guy.
That's not your guy. You know, and there's subtle differences. Sometimes your guy is going to wear a different color shirt.
Absolutely.
Or like an apron. Mm-hmm. If your dude don't have an apron on, he is not your guy.
He's definitely not.
Another thing. Look at where the apron lies.
True.
Okay? If the apron around your neck versus the apron around your waist. Round your neck, dude is a busser.
He is not your guy.
He is not your guy. Apron around the waist.
Most likely your guy.
Most likely your guy. out of all the other people, he's going to be among those.
He's on that side,
of the line.
So he can help you.
But make sure you identify your guy. All right. Now, everybody doing everything. It can't work.
It works in certain places, though.
You know what? Reach out to me.
Yeah. I'd like to know. Yeah. It'd be good to have a show responding to what we're talking about.
Yes. Yes.
Saying, how does that system work? So we can understand, because we've worked at, I'm not going to say a lot of places, but a handful of places.
I agree. Yeah.
Because we both have longevity in a lot of places.
Correct.
So I wouldn't say a lot, because I know people that work a lot less in this industry work a lot more places than we have.
Yes. Yes.
So we've definitely worked a handful of places, enough to understand what's going on. But we like to learn.
And it may be right. It might be good. It might be bad. But I certainly think it does have its place for certain places.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, if you're at a pool bar, everybody got to do something, because not everyone can see at the same time.
Yeah.
So you have to be honest with yourself of where, because every place has different real estate, different challenges, and you tailor your restaurant
around
based
that.
On that.
Absolutely.
Okay. And now.
So let's talk about the section-based restaurants. Or where are we going? Because we were talking about sections earlier, and that's how we know. We've always been at a place where you have a section and you have your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're talking about that. Our level of teamwork works for us in those kind of restaurants, because it makes sense.
Yes, it does make sense. I'm biased towards that. And let's talk about the ins and outs of the teamwork right after a quick break.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. it's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Now, let's break down how teamwork should work. I think it should work as the following, right? If you want to think of the who, what, when, where, and why, you're not going to use all of those, but that's really a part of it.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, we touched on this earlier, you know? You must define, you know, like you have to define the responsibilities.
Absolutely.
You know, you must know that this is a family and what the teamwork is building for.
Yeah.
You know, without that, people aren't going to know. So you have to identify the what, whether it's assigned running side work. You must you must outline a protocol for people to understand.
Exactly.
Yes.
It should be posted somewhere in your restaurant.
Yes.
This way, when you have new people that you look, you just say, hey, you go look at that board. Because you could easily be in the weeds or be busy, mm-hmm. and you don't have the time to tell the breakdown of what's going on. But if it's written and if it's somewhere in the building, they can go look at it. And then this is especially for new people like we're talking about, because mm-hmm. that was the first thing we talked about at the opening of the show.
Yes.
He has a lot of new people at the job. It has to be written somewhere so they can have a clear outline of what's going on.
Now, when it's written, it comes down from the heavens.
It is written, so it shall be done.
Amen to that. Amen, brother. Okay? It comes down from the heavens. It comes down from who wants to. If you ask a dude about side work or whatever, he's going to tell you what he does.
Exactly.
He's going to tell you what he thinks is important, and then there is a gap between what management wants and what is being executed.
Absolutely.
So, your fault.
Yep.
You didn't write it down.
Yep.
You didn't have the little the big old tablets,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming down from the mountain.
Yep.
You got to
You got to have your commandments up, baby.
Get them commandments engraved in
your
stone,
Bill of
baby.
Rights. Okay, whatever you want it to
whatever
be.
Whatever you want it. Your constitution got to be written down, baby.
Yeah.
It ain't mouth to mouth.
No.
It ain't word of mouth.
That's why they call that game telephone, because it gets messed up along the way.
It gets messed up real quick.
Real quick.
Real quick. Johnny had sex with Katie in the bathroom. What?
They were just talking.
That's not even what I said. So once it's outlined, you know, the how gets into
absolutely.
Yeah, it gets defined. How do you do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it must be cleaned. It must be this. It must be that. This amount of time in this fashion.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, when we're talking about teamwork, let's boil it down to what we're talking about, right? And in one of two things, we're generally talking about side work.
Yes.
Okay. Generally going to talk about running side work and closing side work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the uninitiated, running side work is something that you do while your shift is still active,
yes.
while you still have tables and things like that. And closing side work, when you're trying to get out.
Yep. There's stuff to do.
There's stuff to do. Even if you're a banker. You want to say, a teller, let's just say. I don't even know if there are any of those anymore.
Running
side work will be making sure that you have enough wraps for the bills mm-hmm. and everything that you need for your shift.
Yeah, the envelopes, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, envelopes.
Cash envelopes.
Yeah, that's...
You know, your coins are organized. Your counter's working.
Yes.
All that of the above, you know.
And it may not be a selfish thing. It might be for the team.
Yeah.
You know, whether you
walk away or not, somebody still needs to do the job.
Somebody's responsible for making sure the cooler has enough Kool-Aid in it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've never worked in an office, so I guess it's
paper,
like water.
You know, all that kind of stuff. The printers need paper.
Printers need paper. Somebody's job to do that. That's running side work.
Yes.
Now, closing side work is you close out your till.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You wipe down your desk. You sanitize that, you know, you clean that glass, that
exactly.
barrier glass, that mm-hmm. bulletproof glass and things like that. That's closing side work. So it's pretty self-explanatory. Now, you might be working as a teller next to another teller. You guys are teammates. Okay. She might cover you when you go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she might, I don't know. I've never worked in a bank, but bringing back to a restaurant, proximity really helps out.
Absolutely.
Any person next to you, hopefully they're a good server and you want to team up.
Yeah, because they can help you.
They can help you.
Yeah, like you said, if you got to go to the bathroom, they can keep an eye on your table and make sure that the flow of what's going on is okay.
And ultimately, you're helping the guests.
Exactly, because there should always be eyes on the guests. Whether it's one person, keep an eye on the floor. There should be eyes on the guests.
Yes.
And that's how it should always be.
And then the tablet from down on high can really dictate these two sections work together, these three sections yes. work together, and things like that. And then you build the teamwork that way because you recognize the geography
of the restaurant,
and you're using that, your servers to their advantage for the guest.
Yes.
Everything is for the guest.
Absolutely. And okay? That's why you have multiple people on one side work, because like you said, we need somebody. So
yes.
you're usually in close proximity
mm-hmm.
or the two sections right next. Yeah. So, and let's say I'm taking out the trash. Johnny over here is watching our sections, the two sections combined, because I'm doing our side work.
Yes.
Or the other way around. He's getting ice. I'm watching the section. This way,
yes.
the guest doesn't suffer. If somebody needs something, it's right there in front of you.
And now you just mentioned something, ice.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, there is no more busier side work than ice and glassware.
Yeah, glassware
should never be on the same thing for the same section.
They should always be different.
They should always be different.
Because glassware is a constant thing, and ice is if you're doing it right, should be every 30 minutes to an hour. But
depending on the ice situation,
depending how big the ice. Yes.
Yeah, and listen, I've worked at places where they try to say everybody runs glassware. Bullcrap.
No.
Bullcrap. If everyone's doing something, no one's doing it.
Exactly.
And you're just leaning on the people that can't stand to mm-hmm. see things undone.
Yep.
And that is not right.
Exactly.
That is lazy management. Okay? What you need to do is have enough people for when you're busy that it still gets covered.
Yes. Like something like glassware, you should have at the, you know, depending on the business of the restaurant, at least two, but you should have three to four. Like three, I feel like three people is a good amount.
I think three people are a good amount.
Yeah.
You need them people working.
Yeah.
Okay? They need to be working on it. They need to be getting it.
It's a continuous thing.
It's a continuous thing.
It is.
You know? And it can't be the same people, you know, because they need to know, other people need to know how hard that is.
Yeah.
How heavy that is. How wet that is.
Mm-hmm.
How annoying it is. Yes, you need to know. That way you don't take it for granted.
Absolutely.
That way you're not taking your cups to the restaurant's cups to the side station to drink out of it.
Absolutely.
You know? Because somebody has to do that. Somebody has to clean that up. I believe in you got to rotate. Rotate sections, rotate side works, all of that stuff.
You guys have a great rotation at your job. I like that.
Yeah, man.
It's a constant move.
It's a constant move.
So everybody gets a chance in one of those sections at all times.
For the most part, yes. Yeah. 100%. Now, your the way that you outline the side work and how things are going to be done, whether it's dishes, refills, who remarks the table, how the trays are maintained and cleaned and rotated throughout the restaurant, where they're left, you have to know the who and the what and what that looks like. Okay. Now, very important for teamwork that a lot of old school managers really fail at is thinking that once they just say something, that's it.
No.
People need to know why. People need to know why they're doing something. And if they don't know the why, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. Listen, you're going to be chasing your own tail, and that whole because I said so crap is out the window. It doesn't work.
You're right.
You're just going to be left with three old people, that have a work ethic. I'm not one to say that, kids these days, they don't have work ethic. That's not true. I think a lot of people have a work ethic, but a lot of people don't understand the why.
Yes.
You know, why is this done this way?
And like you're saying, if people mm-hmm. can get away with stuff, they're going to get away with it. So if you don't explain why it's necessary, they're going to get away with it. And then that has nothing to do. That's just, like I said, failure on management, explaining why this is so essential to the restaurant.
Yes.
Why it works like this. Because without the why, there's always going to be a skater. Somebody's always going to, and that don't matter about age or whatever you're
mm-hmm.
at. I've seen skaters that are older than me, younger than me, my yep. age. There's always going to be those people looking for the loophole.
Yes. The why shows the effect.
Yes.
Okay? The why is the biggest facilitator of movement.
Mm-hmm.
The why is why we get up in the morning, why we work out, why we do anything is because of our why.
Yeah.
And you have to share the restaurant's why.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that may be, take the time to do that. You know why we pre-bust the table? Do you know why we pick up paper off the floor? Do you know why we do side work? Do you know why? And then they start to get the big picture, the big picture of what you're talking, what you're about.
And for some people, they're, you know, it's natural, like, oh, well, that makes perfect sense. But you still have to explain it because everybody might not be that same person that you're talking to.
Correct. If you don't explain it, then you're missing the whole point of being in that position.
Yeah.
You know, a coach has to explain stuff all day long.
All the time.
You're a teacher.
Yeah. And there's not just one coach. Every different position has their own coach.
Correcto. Correcto. It's the old school ways they are dead in the water as far as affecting people. People want to feel that they're part of something, mm-hmm. and that is the why.
Yes.
Okay. Should we give an example?
Sure.
Or it's...
Sure.
It's good enough.
No, I give an example. I like it.
All right. So what's something that would challenge you at the restaurant? Like, what has frustrated you in the past month?
Well, not much. I haven't been in the restaurant.
I know. You've been on vacation.
But in general, you know, doing other people's side work, like, you know, glassware if they're falling behind, or just towing the line, which is, if you have to do it, you have to do it, but...
Okay.
It's the effectiveness of that, the other people not doing their job.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll give you an example based on something that I've done
recently?
Several times.
Okay.
And I've even said it on the podcast. And it seems I work next to certain people, mm-hmm. and I'll tell them, and they're messy. Okay? They're just messy. Jimmy G is messy. He's a great worker, but he's messy. Also, not a person that I can affect in a way of telling a why. He's very headstrong,
mm-hmm.
but for anything that I may think that, oh, he's this, he's 10 times better at something else.
Gotcha.
So, boom. Example of how you put a tray together,
mm-hmm.
when you're bussing a table. If you're not stacking like-sized dishes, there's a balance. And every time I hear crashes from the same people.
Because they don't balance
their boards, baby.
And you find it funny because you ever have a guest try to help you? And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I thank you for the help, but
you don't know my ways.
Yeah, I can carry more if I balance it the right way.
Yes, you can. You can be more efficient.
Yes.
You know? And so at brunch, I work next to this guy. I've been talking to him, and I tell him, I said, if you stack your tray right, I will take it. You know why? Because I'm confident that it will.
That you can take care of it.
Yeah, I can take care of it. Things won't
fall.
It
moves better.
It moves better. And when I go to the dishwasher, I don't have to get sprayed in the face trying to scrape your thing for 10 freaking minutes.
Exactly.
I can just unload, scrape the one plate that has all the stuff in it, and I'm gone.
Drop and go.
Happy to help you.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, that makes sense. We have brunch, and there's the wine buckets that hold the champagne, and we have orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he'll put one orange juice in one champagne bucket. Everybody gets two, and one champagne in a champagne bucket. And I said, well, there's a better way to do that. And I explained to him, you can put a champagne in each and the orange juice on top of the champagne that you're not using, because that way you can grab and go. A, you have more champagne, and the orange juice does not need to be chilled.
Exactly.
Okay? And he understood the why, and he's better off for it.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, if I had just told him to do it this way, he doesn't see that. He doesn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm only a server, and there's no protocol that comes down and says, this is how you stack your section for the orange juices and things like that. Most places aren't that detailed. But it behooves you to understand that. If you had that, everyone will be more efficient if you're doing something
way. Obviously, you remember Cholak.
I do, yes.
Okay. Very efficient, because... Remember back in the day, you had to hold, there was a way to hold the plates?
Yes.
And when you, it was a way
arm
to,
service.
Arm
yeah.
service. You would stack your plates with your arm and your tray. So it gave you the ability to hold more stuff.
And you know why? You can, your other hand is free.
Free.
That you can affect other people, clean other, and move them out your way. He was good at telling you the why, and it stuck with
it
you.
It made sense.
It made sense. And even if something doesn't make sense, you still can understand it.
Yes.
And understand why.
And he had no problem explaining
you
the why.
And it sticks.
It sticks.
It sticks.
He's one of my favorite managers of all time, actually.
That's high praise.
Yeah, man. He's a good guy.
All right. So, yes. Ultimate important. Now, Another person that has affected me with the why is my busser Pedro.
Okay.
Okay.
I've heard you talk about him.
And when I first started the job, now I call it a new job, the new place, there's a lot. We move fast. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things to do, and we have a lot of a variety of glassware. And he will let you make your mistake and then tells you there's a better way to do this. And then he says, you know why? Because blop, blop, blop. If you put this in here, this will break. If you put that in there, we won't be able to, it doesn't go to the same place. He is so detailed and so efficient. I marvel at it.
Yeah.
I marvel at him. And I learn from him all the time. You can learn from anyone. But, you know, if, for instance, why do we pre-bus? We can go through that.
Yeah.
Why do we pre-bus? We pre-bus because if you don't pre-bus, you can't put anything else on the table.
Absolutely.
Okay? When you pre-bus, it's a signal that round of service is over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it also makes busing the table more efficient.
It lets the busers know, hey, there's only glassware on the table. That table's gone. Clean the table, reset. We're good to go.
And they can clean more than one table.
Exactly.
Instead of picking up all your
silverware, your napkins, XYZ shouldn't be on the table. At the most, it should only be glassware.
Yeah. When they're plates and, you know, all that stuff, less efficiency for everybody.
Absolutely.
So the why is very important. Now let's get more into the meat. How? Okay. How to facilitate it. And this is very important because you have to know your role. Okay. Now, if you are the lead guy or the glue guy, which we've talked about before, mm-hmm. we're not going to get into it, you have to act first. Take the initiative to take the dishes out of other people's hands. Take the initiative to pre-bus. Take the initiative because you are that guy.
Yeah.
Okay? That's how you can really affect people from example,
mm-hmm.
if you are that person.
Absolutely.
Now, if you are not, you're not going to be as effective.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you got to kind of know your role. And now, if you are not that guy, you have to talk to the guy,
mm-hmm.
and affect him that way. Say, hey, you know, if you did this, or this would be good if, blah, 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 because those are the people. They're that guy because other people look up to them.
Yeah.
Other people, they affect other people in a way. They're likable, and that's why they're the guy. If you're not that guy, it's going to be even more challenging. So it's better you either talk to a manager or talk to that guy, because people are going to be like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it might be too soon. You might be new.
Yeah.
If you're new,
slow your roll.
Slow your roll. Take everything
watch
in.
For watch. A minute.
Yes. Okay. Take everything in. I'm talking watch for like a month at least.
At least.
At least.
Okay. Even then, those people that you're talking about, the glue and the leaders, are looking at you like,
yes.
You're still new.
Yeah. And
know your role.
Because you don't want to come in guns blazing like you're the man. You're going to go down.
Every buddy. Time.
You're going down.
You need to grow into that part.
Yes.
People need to see that you can handle that position before you can just jump into it. Whether you can do it or not, we're not arguing that fact that you can't do it.
Yeah.
But we need to understand that to get to that point, you got to get along to go along.
Yes. Leadership is almost given.
Yeah.
You know, it's very rarely is it taken.
True.
That's a different dynamic.
Absolutely.
Okay? And now, if you do something, if you're that guy, the glue guy or the guy, and you're doing something to someone, for someone, you could tell them, hey, let me take this for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. You know what I mean? That's how you could start to facilitate these things. And they're gonna follow. They're
going
to reciprocate. Okay?
Especially if you're new at a place, watch how certain servers interact with other servers that have been there for a while,
mm-hmm.
and you can see all these pieces that he's talking about and watch it flow together as one.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you'll notice that people that have been working together for a while, their system is so much smoother because they get it.
They get it.
If you're next to the right person, you can make your shift run like a dream all the time.
Yes. There's a social component, a social, I don't want to say hierarchy maybe, in every job, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're talking about the restaurant now. If you're the glue guy or the guy, you can really affect people,
mm-hmm.
just by your being. Okay, so let's go to an example. If you just name a key employee or whatever, mm-hmm. and he's not one of those two people, it's going to be an uphill battle,
mm-hmm.
because no one likes him. No one's going to listen to him.
Yeah.
No one's going to follow his lead. Now, if there's a void in that place, it has to come organically.
Yeah.
And you keep your head down if you want to be that person and you just start to affect other people. But if you're not that guy, you feel it, don't.
Yeah, don't be it.
Don't. It's not going to work. Now, as a manager, as a coach, you really just want to have a captain, co-captain. You don't want to have 3-4 people that you think. If you have 3-4 people, you have no one.
Exactly.
It's like having 4 quarterbacks that you're cycling through. You don't have any. You do need a key employee. You do need someone that does all that in between things. Okay. But don't rush it. Don't try to shape someone into it.
No, let them find their own way.
It's got to be organic.
Yeah, they'll know who they are. You'll know who they are. Mm-hmm. Okay. And obviously, you're going to have to have more than one, because that same person's not going to be on every shift.
True. Okay?
So you do need to have, maybe you can have 4 overall, but it's, you know, they should know when that other person's in the building, and there's always, it's going to be a hierarchy in the line.
Almost. Now, I don't know about 4. I really believe it should be 1 or 2. Even if the other person's not there, they'll notice that they're not there and how things go.
Absolutely.
Right? There really should only be 1 or 2. They can't be 4 chiefs in any
village. No, you're right. I understand what you mean, 100%.
Yeah. So the dynamic of a restaurant with good teamwork really comes from the Indians working well together and wanting to. Okay? Now, as you identify and start to elevate that person, you want to elevate them organically. You don't want to say, raise their hand like, this is the person. You just want to give them a little bit more responsibility or acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. And that acknowledgement, you know, other people are going to see them in that role.
Absolutely.
You don't say, hey, you ever see somebody that says, hey, listen to me. The fact that you're saying that you have no voice.
You have no power.
Yes, you have no power. You have no voice.
No power.
Yes, that's not how you affect people.
Look at me.
Yes. You know, it's almost something that you can't teach.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Leadership is a natural thing.
It can be taught in a certain way.
But the idea of it has to be organic.
Put it this way, not everybody can learn.
No.
To be a leader.
Absolutely.
It can be taught, but not everybody can learn.
Yeah.
All right. Now, there's a component of accountability that has to happen for teamwork to really take hold in a restaurant, okay? You must be able to speak up. Speak up and call out offenders, because sometimes they don't even necessarily know
that they're doing something wrong.
And it not necessarily in a confrontational way, although conflict can be helpful, mm-hmm. depending on, you know, the person. You kind of have to read the person if they start to detach or whatever the case may be. You don't want to ever embarrass anyone.
No.
But sometimes confrontation is good for the moment for them to be aware that something is serious.
Absolutely.
Okay? Now, I use confrontation sometimes, and then I'll go on the back end and say, hey, you know, my apologies. That wasn't really, you know, necessary with the amplitude that I came at you. I apologize. The lesson's usually not lost, but the sincerity is there when you can tell people, mm-hmm. you know, what the impact is, you know, and that's what it is. You have to have, there has to be an accountability.
Absolutely. In the heat of the moment, you might say things that you regret, and that's why you pull them aside later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they have to know what their impact is.
Absolutely.
If you're not pulling your weight, who is going to do it?
This is why I yelled at you. Okay? Yeah. Even if I came across the wrong way, mm-hmm. there was a reason why.
There was a reason. So I get heated. I apologize. I'm sorry. Love working with you. But it would be cool if you can, you know, run.
I still need you to do that.
I still need you to do your glass work. Because if you don't.
You're affecting everybody.
Who else will?
Exactly.
If you don't, what's going to happen? Am I to do your job? Everybody. Oh, but I'm busy. We're all busy.
Yeah.
That means that I'm helping you make money.
Mm-hmm. Offense, no defense.
I love it. Now, yes, definitely accountability. And finally, reinforcement. They have to be reinforced. Did you look at the board? Mm-hmm. What's your side work?
Yes.
And now, the reinforcement needs to be subtle. If the reinforcement is like you're handing out lotto tickets and all that stuff, then that becomes the thing that the reason why they do it. Mm-hmm. They forget the why and they want the reinforcement.
Yeah.
That's not what reinforcement should be.
We're not giving you money for getting A's.
No. You should
That's your job.
It's your job. It's your job to do well.
Yeah.
We're just reinforcing the behavior.
Absolutely.
So that's why it's dangerous when you're doing reinforcement for it to be something tangible. It should be a feel good.
Yeah.
Okay?
You should be happy that you did your job correctly.
Correct. And you know, there should, it's not about threats. You want to work here. That shit don't work either.
That don't work either, because it puts you in a different mindset automatically.
Listen, you give an ultimatum that...
people are going to go the other way most of the time. They're going to push back.
You just gave them permission to go look for another job.
Absolutely.
You know, because you're acting stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you're acting ignorant and nearsighted.
Absolutely.
You don't see the impact of your words,
mm-hmm,
and the effect on the team, because you want to be Big Willy Boss Man. Now your team's going to be short a person.
Absolutely.
who is capable of learning, mm-hmm, if you teach them.
Absolutely.
Okay? So let's get back to reinforcement. We're kind of...
We jumped out of the way.
You jumped... exactly.
We're going to bring it back.
Now, I believe... depending on the restaurant, let's say you have a lot of guys, the reinforcement could be like the high fives, you, mm-hmm, know what I mean? Like the secret handshake, or the fist bump, or the thanks, man, you know, like the pat on the proverbial pat on the back.
Yeah.
And I would not go verbal with the reinforcement unless you are, or you have that paternal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if I'm just same relationship as you and I come patting you on the back, you're going to be like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
Who are you? You know, but some restaurants have an older person, mm-hmm, that maternal thing, and they can affect you in that way. And they can say, hey, man, good job. I liked when you do that. You know what I mean? They have the gravitas.
Yeah.
So you can use it. That's where you go back to the beginning. You have to know your role.
Absolutely.
You have to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know how people respond to you. If you just could just come in and, hey, man, guys, good job. Get the hell out of,
yeah,
here. You know, it's incongruent, and it's not going to work.
No.
So the reinforcement for women is a little bit trickier, because you can't touch them. You can't be like slapping them on the butt. Hey, good game. You know what I mean? You can't do that. So that has to be verbal.
Yeah.
And still, you have to be careful of what you say. But you really want to acknowledge that, hey, I appreciate you running that. You know, I appreciate you stepping in, that kind of thing. Guys respond to that as well. But I find that physical energy with men is very effective, and you can switch it up.
Exactly, because it's like you said, it's the unspoken.
Yes.
And men are very, as a whole, we're pretty unspoken with stuff. We like our acknowledgement, but we can keep it unspoken at the same time.
Correct. We are very to the point for,
yes,
the most part. We're not down for the long talking. You could just say, good job out there.
Yeah.
And just keep that.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving, and we got it.
Thank you.
You know, can I talk to you? Can you talk about something? You know, I'll meet you. Hey, you know, when you sat down and we were like, oh, damn.
Wrap it up, B.
My beer is getting warm. We start thinking about something else.
Yeah.
You know, it might sound horrible, but I'm telling
it's
you
the truth. Yeah.
Okay. The truth can be ugly, but the truth is the truth.
Yeah.
We just want to keep it moving.
Absolutely.
We understood what you said before we got here.
Yep.
Okay, we don't need to sit down.
Just give me the look.
Just give me the look. And that's another reinforcement. The look.
The look.
The point. The point and the look.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old school wink and the gun. Got you.
Got you.
Communication. Message received.
Boom.
Yes. You know? Love the point and nod. Mm-hmm. Good out there.
Yeah.
We killed it.
We killed it.
You know? And you have to be authentic and organic. Now, is it going to work in every place? No.
No, there's different situations for different things.
If you're in an upscale place, your acknowledgments and your all that is going to be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
If you work at a place that's rowdy and loud and things like that, you're going to yell that, hey, hoorah,
yeah,
whatever, you know, because it fits. It fits your spot.
Mm-hmm.
We're all there for the same reason.
Yeah.
So you have to do a little bit of work that way and know where things fit in.
Absolutely.
Okay? And so with that, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much for checking out Shift Drinks. I know you guys have gotten used to us doing that on a Friday. Now, it is a bonus podcast, okay?
Yes.
I just want to make sure you know that. We're going to do our best to put it out every week. But if it's just me and Danny, I'm not going to do it. Okay.
He likes to have guests.
I like to have, because this is me and Danny.
This
Danny
yes,
and
me. Right? Exactly.
Danny and I, Danny, Danny, you and me. You know, you already have that.
Yeah.
You don't need that on Shift Drinks no. unless something happens.
Yeah.
Unless your boy
is unless,
hot.
Unless we have a reason where it can just be us two and we have something we need to vocalize.
Unless we have breaking news.
Yes, exactly.
Just in. I quit, bitches.
I got to go.
Yeah, so, you know, we have a guest. It's short form. It's nice and quick. And we hit that. We talk about where we are and what we're drinking and things like that. And it's fun.
Yeah. And it's light. I love it.
It's light. I love it, too. So, yes. Look out for that and check out the One Star Podcast Network.
Yeah.
The ladies that put this thing together. You want to start with In the Mouth?
In your mouth.
In your Mouth Podcast. NYC, baby.
The ladies who put the things together.
Yes. Sidework Podcast. Very funny. Very funny ladies. And they do more of a show than we do.
Yeah.
It's a show.
It's a show.
It's got structure.
It's quality.
And the Copper and Heat. And
Macaroni Zone
and
Confessions of a Server.
He's doing his thing every week as well. And really, reach out to me. I want to know about your restaurant style
and what kind of teamwork you guys are using, so we can do another show with a guest and we'll talk about this.
Yes,
live. Maybe, well, not live, but you know,
maybe you.
Yeah, maybe you.
So I'm active on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at The Modern Waiter Podcast. And if you want to email me, I email right back, and I still have conversations with people from years ago, okay? And I keep up with people because I want to know about this community. I want to know how things are
growing,
how you're
going
doing,
and all that.
Growing and going and what you need.
Yeah.
And if you need any advice on anything, I'm themodernwaiter@gmail.com. And I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVilla. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
Keep us tight. The only way to do the damn thing is to do it right. We got all them bases covered in that diamond ride. With teamwork, we gon' take it at the top of the night. Be a mom, okay, and I say it for life. Cause we rolling, home in our stop. We going straight to the top. We